You jerk. You, really, hump day? I mean, I'm glad you liked my digital display of affection on Tuesday. Do you know what I was listening to on my headphones as I fingered myself under my short dress? Do you know what was going through my ears when I put my right leg up and over your left and slowly reached under my dress to rub my pussy for you? I was listening to an audio recording I made of myself this weekend after I gave you my number, a recording of me touching myself with my fingers and my toys. So while I rubbed my increasingly damp snatch with my fingers, I was listening to myself rub my increasingly wet snatch on Saturday. On Saturday, when I was fantasizing about where this would go, I even timed it on Saturday, knowing how long our bus rides together are. And I was bobbing my head along to the music I had in the background that night. I could hear through my headphones the moment that I first put a finger inside myself, because I moan really loudly. And as soon as I heard that, I did the same to myself on the bus, and I couldn't believe how excited I was. I was so wet, I couldn't hear anything over my headphones, but I was worried that I was so wet the other passengers would hear me fingering myself, but I didn't really care. Anyways, I was a bit worried I jumped the gun again, but you clearly liked it. By the time I sat down next to you, I was tingling. I felt like I had that pins and needles feeling in my toes and my fingertips. Good thing you picked another empty part of the bus. And then you looked up at me and you smiled today. That was nice. Can you do that again tomorrow? At least that. You had the window open today because the air conditioning was off, and it's a bit cooler outside, isn't it? The breeze felt so nice on my face. I had to tie my hair back as it blew across my face. But when I looked down, I could see you were in shorts today. It looked like you had just gone for a run or something. Anyway, I could also see that you had probably done a little prep work yourself. There was no mistaking the fact that you were already hard. Good choice on the shorts. A bit looser today, and my breathing went ragged because you were clearly, definitely touching yourself through your shorts. Your right hand was rubbing your crotch up and down, and slowly, but not that slowly, up and down along the outside outline of your cock. And did you notice my jaw drop? I was shocked at how bold you were being, but I don't actually remember, but I had to be getting wet. I wasn't really paying attention to that. I was enjoying your little show. You know what, when you really got me? When you would slow down once in a while and your hand would reach the tip of your cock and you'd stop there for a moment and it looked like you were squeezing your cock a tiny bit. And then you'd go back down to your light up and down movement, and I'm in my office bathroom again, and this time I don't know, I mean, what I should do right now. I knew my stop was coming up in a minute, and you knew. You must have, because as I started to panic about how much more time I had on the bus, you reached in your shorts and with your hand and fuck, you pulled your cock out up your with your hand, and so that just the top of your cock was out and pressed against the bottom of your t-shirt by the waistband of your shorts. Fuck. Oh, and those last two blocks, I watched pre-cum slowly run out of your cock and down the tip, down along your cock and into your shorts, and ugh, I wanted the bus to break down right there. Oh, you put on one hell of a show, but I got you, didn't I? You didn't expect me to be this bold, did you? I didn't either, but I couldn't leave it like that. I had to stand up and get off the bus and get off so I could get off. Yeah, but anyway, did you like when I reached my finger out as I was standing up and gently pressed my finger against the tip of your beautiful cock? Oh, I liked how I drew that line of your juices from your cock to my finger. I brought it to my lips. I saw your shocked face when I licked my fingertip and winked at you as I got off the bus. Ugh. Fuck. I wish I had tasted more. Hump day was wonderful. Thank you. I still don't even know your name, but I'm already excited to go to work tomorrow.